joined by Alex Massey of The Spectator here in Edinburgh, and from Glasgow by Ewan Crawford, former special advisor in the SNP government. Ewan Crawford, just let me ask you straight away. We see these very, very dramatic predictions of the number of nationalist seats. Put your hand on your heart and tell us what you think top whack will be for the SNP in this election.
Well, it's so uncertain, this election across the UK, that I would find it very hard to make a prediction. If someone had said to me, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, the SNP would be polling 15 to 20 points ahead of Labour, I'd tell them probably to stop drinking. I mean, it seems astonishing what's going on, but clearly what is going on is a massive follow-through from the referendum. There was a very interesting survey at the weekend that said in this survey, the British Election Survey, of those who voted yes, only 6% were going to vote Labour. I mean, those are you know, catastrophic for Labour if that kind of pattern continues.
So that would mean, let's put it in these terms, 2 or 3 dozen SNP seats, if that were carried through, which would be, if it was 3 dozen, would be three times more than they ever had before in 1974, for example.
Well, indeed, the best the SNP has ever done is 11. And indeed, if you look in 2010, Labour polled more than double the number of votes that the SNP got, and got almost six times the number of seats. So what we're seeing here, if this plays out, I think it's probably almost unprecedented in European terms, if this happens, a swing of this size.
Alex Massey here. Let's just be very calm about this, if that's possible in this atmosphere. There are a lot of seats in a four-party political system in Scotland where things are much more complicated than they appear if you just think of the Labour-SNP battle. I mean, I was the other day up in the Highlands in two seats where Charles Kennedy was elected in 2010 and Danny Alexander in a neighbouring seat, both Liberal Democrats, of course, elected in 2010. And the politics in seats like that is really quite complicated, what the various groups of voters are going to do.
Absolutely, and not just in the Highland seats. I mean, for instance, Michael Moore down in Berwickshire, Roxburgh and Selkirk, there is every possibility that that is now a three-way marginal between the Lib Dems, the Tories and a surging SNP who may well triple their vote in that constituency, a constituency that is one of the least friendly to the nationalists in the whole of Scotland.
Voted very solidly in the referendum.
Exactly, and that is a reminder of the iron truth of this campaign in Scotland, however, is that if you voted yes in September, And the national question and the party that drives the national question that seeks independence, if that is the biggest issue on your docket, if you like, why on earth would you switch to a unionist party in May? To do so requires a degree of cognitive dissonance.
Well, and one of the difficulties for Labour, Ewan Crawford, and you're speaking from a nationalist perspective, talked to Jim Murphy earlier in the programme, is this, that the old argument that, you know, if you don't vote Labour, you can't blame anyone else if there is a Conservative government elected in London. The SNP have said that their parliamentary group would never have anything to do with propping up Conservatives in Westminster, and therefore that old Labour argument, to many voters, just falls away.
Yes, and it's quite interesting. Jim Murphy said to you at one stage in that interview that the SNP was getting in our way. There seemed a degree of irritation there that the SNP was competing very strongly. And I think one of the issues, as you say, I'm from a pro-independence point of view, but rightly or wrongly, and we can have arguments over this, that many people, as you'll be aware, had a real sense, they probably weren't even involved in politics particularly in the past, had a real sense of hope, optimism, there was going to be a big change. Now, plenty of people say that wasn't justified or that was wrong, but that's just a fact.
And then the key thing was there were two things, it seems to me, just picking up the point you've made. First of all, it was a big idea, whether you were for it or against it. It was a big idea, unquestionably. And secondly, everybody knew that every single vote counted and had equal value.
Yes, and so you had these people thinking this is our chance, and all of a sudden he was Labour siding with the Conservatives, in their view, eventually, to stop that. And, you know, if you talk to certain Labour people, they will admit privately there's a good deal of anger towards them. Now, the point that Jim Murphy was repeatedly making to you, it's worked for Labour in the past, they'll be desperately hoping that it works for them this time. If it doesn't, then we really will be evidencing a massive change in Scottish politics.
And you've written, Alex Massey, recently about the difficulty of getting, you know, through to SNP voters and persuading them to do something else by suggesting that the SNP's become almost a kind of not exactly a religious movement, but it has a kind of an idea which is impervious to normal political debate.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a faith-based proposition, a faith-based initiative now, so that when, for instance, very bad, or at least numbers come out that are theoretically very bad for the nationalists, such as the latest revenue and statistics for Scotland that show a significant deficit, a larger deficit in Scotland than in the rest of the UK and so on, ordinarily, the traditional rules of politics would lead people to think, well, that's bad for the nationalists, that this will damage their credibility and so on. And they just sail on through it and so on. It's like this sort of massive ship that doesn't that can sail through the heaviest of seas and so on, unscathed. Now, you know, in part that's because people believe that independence offers a better future. So bad news can be better news after independence, and the good news now can be even better still after independence. And that's very difficult to counteract. And so too is the idea of the SNP as the patriotic party standing up for Scottish interests.
And just very briefly, finally, Ewan Crawford, I mean, whatever the final figure of SNP seats is after this campaign is wound up, we are going to see a dramatic result in Scotland, which will have a huge influence in Westminster, aren't we? That is simply inescapable.
Yes, I mean, I think whatever happens, we are going to see a very strong SNP influence at Westminster, which will have big change across the UK.
Ewan Crawford, Alex Massey, thank you both.